But the boss man worked until 6 o'clock. How about that? And you know, he's one of those up and at 'em early guys too. You know, he's a bicyclist. You know, so you know, you sort of have to be that. So yeah. Hey, let me tell you about Yoder's. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with the mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. Simply, they're the best. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, so much more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinet, stone, garage doors. Listen, with extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay, 864-972-3003. 3003. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Hours are Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday close. Website is goyoders.com. That's Yoders, but I think you know that. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life, and I think you know that too. We are privileged to have Yoder's as an advertiser. By the way, we have another new advertiser joining us tomorrow that I can't wait to talk about, and I can't wait to get some of their food too. You know, from 3 to 7, we are tortured souls every day from 3 to 7 on this monitor above us. They basically run nothing but food ads. You know, it's they put it in our face. We see it all day long, and so we definitely need food sponsors and food advertisers. We love that.
I might drop by tomorrow. Oh, just yeah. Poke my head in.
I'm very high about this particular advertiser, which we'll be telling you more about mañana. All right, well, let's get back to our conversation about my win totals and going through this process for the degenerates who've been clamoring on Twitter this morning. We left off at SMU, right? And SMU went way over 8.5, so we love that. We love that play. All right, the next one is Auburn higher than 7.5, and I paid a steep price for this, -160. I'm not sure of this. I mean, I did rank Auburn. I think they clear this hurdle, but I don't like the -160 price on that. It seems steep. First of all, Will, where are we on that now?
160 is still your best value.
Really?
Yes, you've got 170 and I should say -170 and -177.
At 7.5.
Correct.
So it's actually moving in my favor. So it's still, people are still thinking Auburn's going higher than a number and apparently willing to pay a price. So at 623.25, I gave it out at -160. Auburn higher than 7.5. All right, Will, let's take a look at that schedule. This is one I think is going to be tight.
I agree. Opening at Baylor.
See, that's tight right now. I mean, that's going to be a very good game to open the season. I think Auburn's going to win. One.
Hosting Ball State.
Two.
Hosting South Alabama.
Three.
At Oklahoma.
You know, they owe Oklahoma one from last year where they completely outplayed the Sooners, then gift-wrapped the game late. But, you know, Jackson Arnold returning to Oklahoma. You got an interesting little storyline right there. Jackson Arnold, revenge-filled heart. Can they get revenge in Norman, Oklahoma? I'm staying at 3.
At Texas A&M.
Three and a half.
Okay. Bye week and then hosting Georgia.
4.
Hosting Missouri.
5.
At Arkansas.
6.
Hosting Kentucky.
7.
At Vanderbilt.
Kentucky is the Syracuse of the SEC for purposes of these demonstrations.
Whoa, don't compliment Wake Forest like that.
Yeah. We got some Syracuse fans who on the text line always say, Walt, every time you go through any sort of schedule, you always pick against us. And I didn't really think about that, but I sort of do. Now, that wasn't true a year ago, but it's true now. And given the absolutely brutal nature of their schedule, that would be the why. Now I've lost track, Will, of what number we were on. What were we on? Quickly run it back. Just go quick.
Okay, at Baylor.
What did I say? 1.
Hosting Ball State.
2.
Hosting South Alabama.
3.
At Oklahoma.
3.
At Texas A&M.
3.5.
Hosting Georgia.
4.
Hosting Missouri.
5.
At Arkansas.
6.
Hosting Kentucky.
7.
Okay. At Vanderbilt.
Vandy's been a nemesis for this team. 7.5.
And Diego Pavia has been a nemesis for Hugh Freeze.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
7.5 bye week, and then hosting Mercer.
Oh, that's right. The gift before Bama. Oh, we're good. Okay, no, I feel much better about this now. Okay, because it's going to be 9.5 because they're going to beat Mercer and then they're going to beat Bama. So no, I feel all warm and fuzzy about this now. I'm glad we did this little exercise. Okay, so I was a little worried about that one, but I'm not worried about it anymore. I'm good with that. I'm good with Auburn higher than 7.5 and minus 160. Let's freaking go. All right, next one up is South Carolina, and they are higher than 7.5 and plus 120. I was getting plus 120. First of all, Will, what am I getting on that now?
For South Carolina, plus 130, plus 120, and minus 110.
At
7.5.
Okay. All right. Yeah, look, I maybe like this team better than most. I'm optimistic about South Carolina. The schedule I know is brutal, so let's take a look at that.
Okay, for South Carolina, obviously you're opening up neutral site versus Virginia Tech.
Yeah, 1.
Hosting SC State.
2.
Hosting Vandy.
3.
At Missouri.
3.5.
Okay. Hosting Kentucky.
4.5.
A bye week at LSU.
5.
Hosting Oklahoma.
See, I think this is a revenge spot for Oklahoma. I think this is a game South Carolina is going to lose. I'm going to say 5.
Hosting Alabama.
6.
At Ole Miss.
Ole Miss has sort of owned South Carolina. I'm going to say 6.5.
At Texas A&M.
Six and a half.
Hosting Coastal.
7.5.
Hosting Clemson.
Boy, this is close. It comes out close. I mean, I admit it comes out close. I'm still a believer in the team's talent, and I think they'll find a way to beat this mark. I think they're better than a 7-win football team. I do. So I don't know how it comes or how it happens, but I still think they clear that. So I'm still good with that. I'm good with that. I think they win at least 8 games. At least 8 games. I don't think it's going to come against Clemson, so it's going to have to come before that. But there are opportunities. I mean, could they beat LSU? They owe them one. Could they beat Ole Miss? They owe them one. So, yeah, they could. They could win those games. They could win at A&M. They could win those games. I think those are more realistic than beating Clemson this year. We'll see. Because, again, I have Clemson playing for a national title. All right, Kansas. You know, the more I think about Kansas, the more I like them. Now, again, this has been out of sight, out of mind for a long time, so I don't know about the schedule. But Kansas, 7.5. I put Kansas 20th in my preseason poll, I believe 20th. Kansas over 7.5. And this is – I got a great price on this. This was plus 155 at the time I played it. Where are we on that?
For Kansas, the number's actually moving against you. Right now, 2 or 3 books are – the number is 6.5.
Really?
Yes. One at minus 155, the other at minus 152. DraftKings, they have them – the number's still 7.5 plus 100.
Okay, well, I'm getting it at a great price for me. I'm getting plus 155. So, you know, that might explain some of that. But the 6.5 means that it is going the other way. I'm actually okay with that going the other way. Well, give me their schedule, Will. We'll take a look right now.
Open hosting Fresno State.
One.
Hosting Wagner.
And by the way, I love the quarterback running back combination here at Kansas, and I really like Leipold, and they got off to a rough start last year. I think they're going to rectify that. Reboot it, Will. Go ahead.
Hosting Fresno to open.
Yeah, one.
Hosting Wagner.
Two.
At Missouri.
This is always a tough game. Two and a half.
Bye week, and then you go to West Virginia.
I think they win 3.5.
Hosting Cincinnati.
4.5. It won't be easy. 4.5.
At UCF.
5.5.
At Texas Tech.
Five and a half.
A bye week, and then hosting Kansas State.
6.5. I think they beat K-State this year.
Okay. Hosting OK State.
7.5.
At Arizona.
8.5.
Bye week at Iowa State.
I think they win. 9.5.
Okay. Hosting Utah.
Call it a half. Say 10. I think they clear this number easily. I think Kansas is a 10-win football team this year. I really do. I think between quarterback, you got an absolute hammer at running back. And with Daniels at quarterback, if he stays healthy, I thought he took a big step forward last year. I thought he really played well in the game in Manhattan, Kansas. I thought he was terrific in that football game. They lost that game like 28-27. It was a game they should have won. They were the better team. And so I think they get revenge. I think they beat Kansas State this year in Lawrence. I think they were the better team a year ago. I think they'll be the better team this year. So I'm high on Leipold this year. I'm high on this Kansas bunch, and I love this number. So I would love it even more at 6.5. I mean, if you can get it at 6.5, I would take that all day. But even at 7.5, I love it. All right. There's only one more in this section, then we have another section. But my last play in this section was Nebraska higher than 7.5, and that was at minus 105. Has that changed much, Will?
One book has them at 105. You also have minus 165 and minus 155.
Wow, so quite a variety. Minus 165 is a little pricey. I don't think I would have played it at that. But Nebraska higher than 7.5. Again, this I give you on 623. Give me the Cornhuskers schedule, Will.
Yeah, open up neutral site, Arrowhead Stadium, Kansas City, against Cincinnati.
I'm going to say one. That game is going to be tougher than people think. Cincinnati is no joke. Corleone, the defensive tackle for Cincinnati, he is a war daddy freak. He's like 6 feet and 310 pounds. You know, he's like the round mound of defensive tackle. But dude is an athletic freak. Okay.
Game two, hosting Akron.
Win.
Hosting HCU, I think that's Houston Christian.
Three.
Hosting Michigan.
3.5.
A bye week hosting Michigan State.
4.5.
At Maryland.
5.5.
At Minnesota.
6.
Hosting Northwestern.
7.
Hosting Southern Cal.
8.
At UCLA.
9.
A bye week, then you go to Penn State.
Yeah, they're not winning there. 9. 9 gets you there, which is what we're looking for. All right, quick break. One little section left, and then you degenerates will be satisfied. I have so much more college football to get to. I want to talk about the Feldman Freaks list. I've had that for several days, and I want to get to that. A lot of college football talk. I also want to talk about the Athlon's offensive line rankings. We have college football wall to wall. I mean, it's 6:20. We're still talking college football. We go all night. Quick break.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate. You get the dealer discount. You get every available discount. Military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're going to pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing, meaning you get every available discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because at Lake Kiwi, it's the final days of employee pricing for everyone. You pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. And the best part, with Lake Kiwi's transparent pricing, you see all of the savings. So go see the team at Lake Kiwi. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit ESTESHeatingAir.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Bojangles just launched the new Breakfast Burrito. Sausage, gravy, eggs, and bow rounds all wrapped in a flour tortilla. But hurry, it's here for a limited time. It's bow time.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Need assistance with door and window projects? The Home Depot can help. From inspiration and materials to ordering and installation, our free Millwork virtual apron service can get you moving and doing. Plus, we speak Spanish too. Our associates can help you tackle complex jobs without you leaving the job site, saving you time and money. Call us at 1-833-HD-APRON or visit homedepot.com/MVA. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
An official message from Medicare.
I turned 65 this year. I knew it was time to figure out Medicare, and I had questions, like when to enroll and how to enroll. So I went straight to the official source, Medicare.gov, to get the facts about Medicare. I found answers to all my questions, and I'm ready to get started. And so can you. Just go to Medicare.gov to get the real facts about Medicare.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Cade takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Cade gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're back. You know, it's good to know that the Little League World Series employs cheaters, too. I mean, Women's World Series. Because, I mean, how old is this girl on the hill? She's like 27, isn't she? I don't know. You know, Will, the following segment is rated PG-21, or at least a little portion of this segment. You know, Will, did you ever... this is like a random thought I had today. You know, one of the worst things that we do, you know, you get the PETA people are just nuts about everything. But one of the worst things we do as humans is we dump live lobsters into pots of boiling water. Okay, that's a little rough. It really is. And I've seen them do it on TV, too, which I found a little shocking to see it on TV. But that's, you know, that's how we cook them. That's a really bad way to go. You don't want to be dumped. If, like, just think about yourself, all right? In all the ways you can dream up that you could possibly perish from this earth, the last thing on earth you want is to be dropped into a pot of a vessel of boiling water. It would not be a good way to go. Correct?
I feel like it'd be quicker than drowning.
You would rather be dropped into a vessel of boiling water?
I mean, it's how long does it take to I don't know. I mean, a lobster might take a little longer because they've got that hard shell. But me personally, I mean, it's going to be like 15 seconds, 20 seconds,
okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah. We did not see that the same way at all, Will. I mean, I'm thinking that's like the worst way, well, or the second worst way, because the worst way is actually what we used to do when I was like 10. You know, and I realized that apparently at 10 I had no conscience. Now I have sort of a conscience. But at 10, Will, have you ever done the frogging or / frog gigging? You know, frogging in northern Tennessee, frog gigging here. Have you ever done the frog gigging?
Does that involve like fireworks or dynamite or little M80s?
No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Far worse than that, Will.
Oh no.
Yeah. The frog gigging involved, you know, a a wooden broomstick with a four-pronged spear at the end of it, and barbed, so they couldn't get off, a high-powered light. So you would, the way it would work is you'd go out like in a rowboat or from the shore, and you would shine the light in the frog's eye, which would, you know, blind them, and then you would stab them with the spear. That's how it worked. And then you'd throw them in a sack and you'd take them home. But the thing is, frogs, very durable. And so when you would like yank them back off the spear, I told them this was PG-21. When you would yank them back off the spear, they'd still be alive. And so then you'd have to hold them by the legs and you'd have to clobber their head on the side of like a wooden table. That's how you finally dispatch them. So, you know, and Will's looking at me like, Will has like never heard this in his life. He's looking at me, he's giving me this look like, Will has clearly never gone frogging, and he had no idea that this existed. So Will, this seems worse than the dropping the lobsters in a pot of boiling water.
Is, yeah, I'm, right? I'm sticking with boiling. Yeah, I'm sticking with that.
Yeah, as opposed to going this way, yes, probably so. Because at least the boiling water is like a one-part thing. The frog deal is more like a three-part thing or worse. And so it's not good. So, you know, at like 10, 11, 12, this was like what we did. You know, it's like what we did. It seemed like the thing to do. So at 10, 11, 12, I apparently had no conscience about this. You know, it's just, it was like I did. So it was just what you did. Now, some might say that sets you up for a future in the realm of serial killers.
Saving the skins.
Right, right. Now, I did not go in that direction. However, you know, when I am stuck at a traffic light behind somebody who's on their phone, I'm starting to think I could still late in life blossom.
You just held that in the back of your head for just right, long enough.
Right. That I may be actually ready to finally embark on that serial killer career. And I'm going to start with all the people at all the distracted drivers at lights who fail to go when the light turns green. I'm going to start with them. You know, Dexter had his group that he targeted. I'm going to have my own. I'm going to start with some of you drivers. You people are on the phone at the light when it turns green. You're first. I'm following you home. So know that from now on.
So Dexter kills other serial killers. You kill just bad drivers.
That's right. That's right.
That's the same.
In fact, you know what? I'm loading up my spear as we speak. You know, I'm loading that up. Hey, as God is my witness, Ramona can confirm this. We have a listener to the show. I'll just give his first name, Mark, who is a nice guy. Mark's been a lot of places, done a lot of things. He may have watched a movie or two too many. His daughter at one point was, I guess, a captive in Russia, and he actually was soliciting me to go to Russia along with him to save his daughter. I warned him that too many movies, that's really not how it works. There's not going to be any superhero stuff. But I don't know whether this was still part of the plan or not, but as God is my witness, when we were in Clemson, this happened. One day, he brought me in like 20 to 30 spears that he had made out of wood. These are not frogging spears. These are just like primitive spears. And there had to be 30 of them. Now that I think about it, it must have been like 30 of them. And I was like, well, Mark, that's you know, it's really thoughtful of you. You know, but what am I going to do with those? I mean, I really don't know. I mean, like, I really appreciate the effort of, you know, carving all of those 30 spears, but. Strange as it might sound, I don't have a lot of use for spears.
Are you gonna check them overhead bin?
I know it seems odd, but I don't have a lot of use for spears. And you know, and even if I did, I probably need like one, you know, or maybe two in case one broke down, you know. But I certainly don't need 30 of them. I said, you know, Mark, I really appreciate it, but I'm not going to be able to take all the spears. I'm not. I appreciate all you did and all the work, but I just don't have a lot of call for it. You know, I really don't. Honestly, somehow I've made it to this point in my life. I don't think I've ever had a real need for a spear to this point. And, you know, here's the thing. If I had a need for a spear, I would just use a gun.
Fair enough. So you're saying the spears are not in the back of your car?
No, they're not. No, okay. They cut the spears. No spear ever made. None of those spears ever made the back of my car. But now I'm saying that now that I'm about to embark on the serial killer part of the life, maybe I need the spears after all.
I'm going to be following you out of the parking lot today. I'm a pretty good driver, but just in case.
But you know what I'm talking about, Will? These people who the light turns green, and they don't even know it turns green because their face is glued to their phones. You know? And some of them are just driving like idiots because their face is glued to their phone.
While they're driving sometimes, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's scary.
I saw a dude driving while on a laptop. Yeah, he had and I don't mean the police. Police have, they have those things. But, yeah, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. But, except on the high-speed chases. I love the police, but, in a separate thing, I love the police. My father, amongst other things, was a police commissioner where I'm from. I've always respected military, police, all that stuff, as everyone knows. But the high-speed chase thing, that's just bull crap. That's absolute bull crap. I mean, unless a guy actually is a serial killer, there should not be any such thing. That again, is too much TV, okay? You can't endanger and risk other innocent people chasing somebody. I don't care. I don't care if he stole 100 cars. I don't care. You know what? You find them later. But you just can't do that.
That's what a helicopter's for.
Right. You can't do that. That should never happen. High-speed chases basically should almost never happen. Almost never. Will the frogging way of going again, like when I think back on it now, it does seem a little rough. It does seem a little rough. I'm an animal lover. That's the other thing. I'm an animal lover. I basically love all animals, so it does seem a little rough. But when I was 10 years old and you know how everybody says, tastes like chicken, every single food that you've never eaten before tastes like chicken. Frogs don't really taste like chicken either, but you know what? They are good eating. They really are. Frogs legs are great. Well, when you throw them in the fry pan, you salt them, you bread them and everything, the legs jump around.
Yeah, the muscles are contracting.
Yeah. They jump around. It's like the final protestation against the whole thing. You'll remember me. You'll remember me. But, at the time, I don't know. And the funny thing is, I've been around, reptiles, amphibians my whole life. And it wasn't to dispatch them. It was, to keep them, I always had, critters, of every type. I was the kid who, on my way to school and on my way home, I hunted snakes. That's what I did.
My boss at my other job,
yeah,
he usually has about 17 to 20 snakes that he'll get off the road, or somebody will call him and they'll go fish them out of their basement, and he just rehomes them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, look, snakes are good unless you get bitten by copperheads, like it's been on my property in recent weeks.
That's what the flat shovel's for.
Yeah. Well, I I relocate the copperheads. One of my dogs was recently bitten by a copperhead. That was a night at Magnolia Animal Hospital and back there the next day too. And then my carpetbagger cat, X number of days ago, also was bitten by a copperhead. And there was one right off my back porch step, I nearly stepped on at 8 o'clock at night. This was all recent. And, every year on my property, I see one or two, but I think the reason that I've got so many, I've seen so many of late, is, you know, my woods was a disaster after Helene. I finally had it all cleared out. And they started at, you know, road level and pushed back and cleared that whole thing out. But I think as they did, I think that forced the copperheads that existed in all that area towards my backyard, which is the fenced in part. So now it's like my now it's like my fence is no freaking good either, because now I'm like having to go out with the dogs at all times instead of just being able to let them out, because it feels like I'm in some sort of Copperhead horror movie. I'm in that Steve Earle song. All right, we'll take a quick break. Before we do, let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi has employee pricing for everyone. Listen up, car and truck shoppers. It's the final days of employee pricing for everyone at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. This means this is your last chance to pay what the factory worker who builds the car pays. Not a penny more. Everyone knows the employee price is the best price. From now to the end of the month, you can get it at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. Had you run a new truck, now's the time to buy, because Lake Kiwi has over 300 trucks available. And get this, because the employee price is so low, that pushes the price down on all the pre-owned vehicles as well. So now is the time to buy. So go see our good friend Mark Williams and his crew at Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, final days of employee pricing for everyone. From now until the end of the month, you pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram always gives you transparent pricing. They show you everything. You get every available discount. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees they have the best price. Simply put, if you buy it somewhere else, you're going to pay too much. Don't do that. Go see Lake Kiwi. You'll thank me later. All right, quick break. Will is still somewhat shell-shocked from learning about how frogs were dispatched back in the day. Quick break. This season, knock it out of the park with Underdog. Underdog is one of the leading sports apps, and you can play now in South Carolina. Their app has over 100,000 five-star reviews and millions of players. Download the app and pick whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. Choose categories like strikeouts, home runs, and so much more. If you get your picks correct, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. So you could turn a dollar into $1,000 with your baseball knowledge. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code Road Rage to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code Road Rage. Must be 18 or older and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit-match-terms for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Hugs from patients like Patrick. It's something QC Kinetics medical professionals experience every day.
I hugged them. You should hug somebody who does that for you. They gave me my life back, and I really didn't know where I was going to go because I was definitely afraid of having a knee replacement done.
No surgery, no downtime with QC Kinetics regenerative treatments. They give patients relief from joint pain using their own healing properties to repair and restore damaged tissue. And the results? Well, that's why we see a lot of hugs at QC Kinetics.
Everything is back that I thought I was never going to be able to do again. I'm still smiling, and sometimes it gets emotional. I get a tear in my eye because of how I was before I went in there.
Those smiles and hugs never get old at QC Kinetics. It means patients are finally getting relief. And now, it's your turn. Call QC Kinetics today for your complimentary consultation and see if you're a good candidate for these amazing treatments.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Levy is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
My personal joy is found in working outdoors.
It's where I go for a sense of peace, a sense of tranquility, just to get my head together.
I really, really fell in love with South Carolina's wildlife.
Having a life scholarship through the SC Education Lottery was huge. It gave me the opportunity to do what I love and help make that impact right here at home.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Coming to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center on August 15th, it's Sweet Baby James, America's number one James Taylor tribute, featuring Nashville's own Bill Grisa. No wigs, no gimmicks, just Grisa's stunning vocals and guitar playing that fans call spot on. The next best thing to James, and a refreshingly authentic stage presence. Sing along to classics like Fire and Rain, You've Got a Friend, and How Sweet It Is, in a night honoring one of music's most beloved icons. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPack.com.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit GoYoders.com.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong.
Yeah, we got to move. I'm getting a lot of these. Well, Mr. B writes, I swear, preach while I turn into another human being when I'm behind these folks. Then I honk and get a flare up from road rage. And then they get mad at me for them being idiots. Exactly. That's exactly it. And I'm getting this. I'm with Walt. Preach, Walt. Exactly right. So hey, listen, Will, we're developing a subculture of other potential serial killers. Do you people who sit at lights and act like you have nowhere to go and all day to get there with your face glued to your phone, stop it. We don't like it. Those of us who are behind you, we don't like it. We don't like you. And some of us have 30 spears in their vehicle.
Don't do anything brash. There's going to be a good case against you.
Seriously, can you imagine that? Had I actually adopted these spears? Well, had I actually taken them? Can you imagine I get stopped with 30 spears in my vehicle? Can you imagine?
I'm just going frog gigging. Some big frogs.
No, those weren't frogging spears. These were just pointed wooden sticks that had been whittled. That's what they were. No. You can't get that. Text says, eaten alive slowly by a predator in the animal kingdom. Oh, yeah. Look, you know, some of these birds of prey, you know, this is sort of a grotesque little segment, but some of these birds of prey, they just rip the things they grab apart.
Slowly.
They just rip them apart. That may actually be the worst way. I don't know. Sprinter 412 says the worst way to die is well. I like how he thinks, Will. Sprinter 412 says the worst way to die, in capital letters, the worst, is while wearing Michigan gear. He's a big Ohio State fan. That's like that series of commercials that ESPN used to run with the Ohio State and Michigan rivalry. Oh, those were all great commercials. Those are the best thing that they did.
Instead of when I die, delete my browsing history. When I die, throw all my Michigan gear away so no one finds out.
Man, he is doing some cooking too. Pit Boss Vertical Competition Smoker. He sent this at 8:52 a.m. God, that looks good. Where do you live, man? Stano. I think Stano knows something about frog gigging. Will thinks this is the most horrific thing he ever heard. It probably was. But that's what we did. And I know a lot of you people did it too. Stano, not just not Will. Stano, how are you, Stano?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, Stano.
I haven't talked to you in a while.
It's been a while.
But I was going to tell you, I grew up in Great Falls, South Carolina, home of Banks McFadden.
Yeah.
And we lived out, we're on rivers and creeks, and we used to go frog gigging.
Yeah.
But what ended my frog gigging history was we were in a creek, and we were frog gigging with our little spears and stuff, and a cottonmouth decided to drop out of the tree into our boat.
So that ended your career.
that we bailed out. We gave the cottonmouth the boat.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And we got to the shore, and that ended my frog gigging days, because it was a big cottonmouth. And needless to say, they're not very friendly kind of snakes.
Yeah.
And so we bailed out, and that ended my frog gigging. But I did it many times until that night. And then after that night, it was over.
Yeah. There are life lessons to be learned at times like that. That's probably one of them.
Well, hey, good talking
Same
with you.
Same here, Stano.
I appreciate you getting me in.
Thank you, Stano. You know, I'll tell you one thing happened when I was doing it again as a kid. This place that we used to go was there were these two giant ponds off a place called Research Parkway. That was probably bad news. Who knows what was in those frogs since it was called Research Parkway. But there were ponds on each side, these giant ponds, and we would at times we'd go out in little boats, rowboats, but at times we would just walk the shores. And or wade in the deal, but I learned one lesson when I was doing the wading part, is that those ponds, lakes, whatever you want to call them, they had culverts. You know what culvert is?
A small connector.
Culvert in this case is where you're walking on solid surface in the water, and then you fall straight down into a hole that is endless. And it just goes down and down and down and down, even though you're right off the shore. And I experienced that personally. That was not fun. And especially when you have these giant wading boots on, and that was not falling into culvert less than ideal. Now, not as bad as... Not as bad as walking off a dock into a bay on New Year's Eve in 0-degree weather. No, it's not as bad as that, because I did that once too. I did that once. It was
the opposite of the boiling water.
Yeah, it was the trust me, it was the opposite of the boiling water, I was young then, and I learned from that. That was probably, honestly, that's probably the last day I was truly deadly drunk in my entire life. That's probably it. That was like a lesson learned. I was out with these with this big doofus and these three women who I did not really want to be with, and so there was a lot of drinking. And then, when I walked out, I went the wrong direction, and I walked off a dock into a bay. It was 0-degree weather. That was certainly a life lesson without question that I'll never forget. Not to mention the fact that I had to be driven home by one of these women too, and it was like an hour drive. And it was, and I was in, soaking wet clothes, and it had been literally like zero. It was way up in northern Tennessee where the weather was very cold on New Year's Eve. Yeah, I would say that was the last time in my life I was actually drunk.
It's a sobering experience.
It's a very sobering experience. Yeah. I would say that was the last time. Texter said with the spears, you would be prepared for a vampire outbreak with all those wind spears. That's true. I didn't really think of that at the time. You know, there's a female listener to the show tells me that she lives next to a would-be vampire. At least it appears to be the case. You know, hey, look, there are all sorts of nuts in this world. Who knows? You know, who knows what somebody thinks they are? I don't really know. They said, we do a little frog gigging and turtle hooking. Introduced that to my in-laws. Never ate it, but they dropped those turtles in live boiling water. Gross. Right. That's what I'm saying. The live boiling water thing is a really bad way to go. You know, so you can't, you know, again, you can't act like, you know, you don't have any say in this when you've dropped things in live boiling water. But
that's fair.
And like I said, I was like 10 or 12, you know, so you can't really blame me. I didn't continue the practice.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I didn't continue the practice. 940 wants me to do Virginia and Coach Elliott. I can't do that right this second because I want to really try and wrap this up. So, Will, let's get back to this.
Believe we're at Liberty.
Liberty, we went. Where is it? Here it is. Okay. I thought I lost it for a minute.
Baylor.
Yeah. We're at Baylor. I went Baylor higher than 7.5. That was plus 106. I think Baylor's going to be a good football team. I don't know if they win that opener versus Auburn. I sort of think Auburn wins that game, but it'll be a good game. I could see either team winning it. That's probably one of the underrated opening games of the season in a period where we're going to have a lot of good games to open the season. Quickly, Will, throw Baylor's schedule out to me.
Okay, Baylor's opening, hosting Auburn.
Yep. Half.
At SMU.
Now, I'm going to say that's a loss. At SMU, I think that's a loss, too.
Hosting Samford.
One.
Hosting Arizona State.
Ooh, I don't like the start of this schedule. One.
At Oklahoma State.
Two.
Hosting Kansas State.
Three.
A bye week, and then at TCU.
Four.
At Cincinnati.
Ooh, 4.5.
Hosting UCF.
5.5.
Hosting Utah.
6.5.
At Arizona.
7.5.
Hosting Houston.
8.5.
There you go.
Okay, they get there. TCU, 6.5. I played that higher, too. Look, they lost both their top receivers in Besh and Savion Williams. But Hoover's still good, and they're still well coached, and 6.5 is a pretty low number. Quick through this one, Will.
At North Carolina.
Win.
Bye week hosting Abilene Christian.
Two.
Hosting SMU.
Two.
At Arizona State.
Two.
Hosting Colorado.
Three.
At Kansas State.
3.5.
Hosting Baylor.
Four.
At West Virginia.
Five.
Bye week hosting Iowa State.
Six.
At BYU.
Six.
At Houston.
Seven.
Hosting Cincinnati.
Seven and a half, eight. They get there. It won't be easy, but they get there. The Iowa number is 6.5. That's just stupid low. It's Iowa. When do they win 6.5 games? And they have a quarterback. This is a dumb number. It really is. That's minus 170, or it was. So I'm paying a steep price on that deal, but that's a dumb number. It really is. I mean, they're going to clear that easily. The same with Pittsburgh. Their number is 6.5 as well. And I was getting plus 140 for value with Pittsburgh. Again, I think Iowa's schedule is favorable. I think Pittsburgh's schedule is favorable. Those teams are both going way over 6.5. I love those two plays. Those are easy money. One of them, again, is at plus money, so that's a big steal. Iowa, you got to pay a premium. But But I love the premium. Again, I gave that out 624, so I don't know if that's changed or not. We don't have time to evaluate that right now. And then the next one I love too, Oklahoma, higher than 6.5. That's just dumb. Minus 150. Oklahoma's winning 10 games. I have them number 10 in the country. That's just like stealing. That is gifting you money. That is gifting you money. There is no friggin' way Oklahoma is not going over that. And then finally, Vanderbilt, 4.5. I could take this at 4.5 or 5.5. I chose the 4.5 at minus 177 because I know it's a winner. Those last four are all mortal lock guaranteed wins. We're done. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5.